Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come on this morning with a grateful heart to say thank you for another day and making another way. Father God, as we come, Father, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us on this day as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare and to declare and decree that absolutely no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it, and now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, Father, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Bless our services on today, Father. Bless our listening audience. Anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Father God, help us to hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. And help us, Father, to not be a hearer only, but a doer of your word. Thank you, Father. We pray even right now, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Lord. Amen. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is so greatly to be praised. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. I woke up this morning. We woke up. If you're listening today, amen, you woke up too. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Amen. We woke up this morning with our mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. And so we want to say thank God, amen, for absolutely, absolutely everything. If this is your first time with us, amen, we greet you. Amen. You have come to the right place at the right time. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. And we know, amen, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We want to let you know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. 7 days, Monday through Monday, Sunday through Sunday. 7 days. Amen. We are here. Amen. In the Lord's service. Amen. Hallelujah. So enjoy the service. Amen. And then you can keep coming back. Keep coming back. Keep coming back. And bring somebody else with you. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. We have been focusing on the law of obedience. Amen. Because, amen, there is, hallelujah, law. The Lord puts laws in, you know, we have laws all around. We have the law of gravity. Amen. We have the law of lift and thrust. We have the law of giving. Amen. And there's laws. Amen. And there is the law of obedience. Amen. Hallelujah, beloved. And simply put, amen, the Lord says, if you do this, amen, I'll do that. If you do this, I'll do that. Amen. Hallelujah. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Oh, yeah, let me write that down. Amen, Holy Ghost, let me write that down. Amen. If ye be willing, I don't want to forget that this month. Amen. Well, you know we're going to have to touch on that. If ye be willing and obedient, yet eat the good of the land. See, hallelujah. So you just can't be willing. Amen. We've been looking at the life of Saul. Amen. Glory be to God. And, you know, looking at him, how God chose this man. God chose him. God saw something in Saul. God saw something in Saul that Saul didn't see in himself. God saw in Saul what God had would put in Saul, but Saul didn't see it in himself. Beloved, sometimes we see ourselves as grasshoppers. Amen. When they, glory be to God, All right, I want to draw your attention to a portion of scripture here. In Numbers chapter number 13, verse number 33. Mm-hmm. Write that down. Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is what it says here, glory be to God. There we saw the giants, okay, the descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. God sent them over, amen, to check it out, amen, see what was going on, amen. And they came back and said, we saw the giants, but we ain't nothing but grasshoppers when we compare ourselves to the giants. Beloved, number one, amen, why are you comparing yourself to the giants when you should be, amen, be comparing yourself to what the Lord has already said about you? Instead of them looking at how big the giants was, they should have been looking at how big their God is. We sing the words, we say the words, but we don't believe the words. How great is our God? How great is our God? How great is our God? And we sing the songs, want to get happy in the Holy Ghost. And then when the giants show up, instead of us looking at how great our God is, we want to look at how big the giants are. And then to humiliate the situation, they call themselves grasshoppers. Beloved, God ain't never in his word called you no grasshopper. The reason they saw themselves, they said here, read the scripture today, Numbers 13:33. They said here that, amen, the giants, amen, they were giants, and we are like grasshoppers in our own sight. And because we saw ourselves as small, they saw ourselves as small. They saw us as small. Because we saw ourselves as grasshoppers, the giants saw us as grasshoppers. Beloved, how are you seeing yourself? This was Saul's dilemma. See? Because Saul didn't see himself, amen, the way God, amen, saw him. Now, Saul had some flaws, like all of us had flaws, but God still called them. Because, beloved, when we see the people wanted a king, amen, God didn't want to do it, but God did it anyhow. Be careful what you pray for, glory be to God. And he gave him a king, glory, and Saul, amen, he, amen, was ignorant. He was not even, when we read the ninth chapter, beloved, in the book of 1 Samuel, Saul, amen, did not even know about Samuel. Now, Samuel was a prophet. They lived in the same town. They lived in the town of Benjamin. And he was not even aware of Samuel, amen, as a prophet, which showed, amen, that Saul was ignorant in spiritual matters. Still called him. God still called them. Y'all remember Gideon? Glory be to God. And Gideon was hiding out in the wine press because the enemy was there. And he didn't want to die. He hit him. He wanted his family to die. And he hiding out in the wine press. And the Lord showed up at Gideon and said, great man of valor. Gideon said, well, who are you talking about? Because he was hiding. He was hiding from the enemy. But God showed up. He didn't say, where you at, you coward? God didn't show up and say, where you at, you punk? No, God showed up and said, great man of valor. See, beloved, God knows what's in you because he's the one that put it in you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And this was Saul's situation here. Saul looked, down on his situation. All he saw was a negative. You know, some people like that, they're very pessimistic. They never see the glass half full. They always see the glass half empty. They always look at the worst of situations. What, you know what I mean? What could come out of it? What could go wrong? What might go wrong? They never look at what might go better, what might work. They never look at it like that. They never look at the situation like, what if we succeed? They always look at the situation and what if we fail? Y'all know people like that? Yeah, I know you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Because some of us are like that. Always looking at the bad side. Always looking at the bad side. What's going to happen when you go broke? Never even visualizing what's going to happen when you get rich. You know, always looking at things on the other side of the track. From the devil's viewpoint. From the worldly's viewpoint. Very rarely looking at it from God's viewpoint. See? Saul did not realize, beloved, that the resources he had, hallelujah, he already had God's help. God had already chosen him. He had everything he needed because God chose him. Beloved, if God chose you, you got everything you need. If God chose you, God calls the unqualified and he qualifies them. And when God is calling us into an assignment, God is calling us to do something, we want to start looking at what we don't have. Well, you know, I don't have this education, and I don't have the money, and I don't have this, and I don't have that. Don't you think that God knew you didn't have it when he called you? Oh, so this is a news flash for heaven. Well, you know, Lord, you know their credit bad. Lord, you know they didn't finish their schooling. God, don't you think God knew that? Glory be to God. And we want to focus on what we don't have, amen, instead of taking a look at what does God see in me. I don't know what God see in me, but I just say, Lord, thank you for choosing me. Thank you for choosing me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul, beloved, amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And when Saul's father sent him out, amen, to find the donkeys, amen, when Saul was first introduced, amen, in the Bible in 1 Samuel, amen, chapter number 9, and the donkeys was lost. And donkeys was a precious thing back in those times, beloved, because that was their mode of transportation. Okay, everybody had a donkey. If you had a lot of donkeys, amen, that means that you were wealthy people. Amen. If your donkeys got lost, that means you was in a bad situation. And so his father sent him out there, amen, to locate the donkeys. See, and he was focusing on the negative, amen, didn't even realize that he was about to be one of the wealthiest men in Israel. Because God was about to make him king. He didn't even realize that. Beloved, you don't know what God is about to bring to you today or tomorrow. We so focused on what we got yet today and what we had yesterday, and we don't see it today, that we forget that God can turn your situation around in a New York minute. Joseph went to prison, broke, busted, and disgusted, lied on. Pharaoh's wife said he tried to rape her. He ain't tried to rape nobody. His brothers gave him up. But he went to bed one night in the prison and woke up the next morning before the king. What a difference a day makes. So this is why we cannot get focused on what we see, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And this is why the Bible says, in all things, give God praise. Because God can turn it around. And you can be overtaken with the blessing. Overtaken. I mean, you receive the phone call and your whole world changed. You receive the letter in the mail, your whole world changed. You crying 1 minute, somebody knocking at the door, your whole world changed. And I'm not talking about publishers clearing house, but they might come too. Well, your whole world, everything done changed. See? Hallelujah. And so this is where, amen, so Paul, Saul, I keep saying Paul, but his name was Saul, was a little pessimistic, glory be to God. And he was failing to realize or see, amen, what God had already put in him. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen, hallelujah, Saul was special. That's why God chose him. And God gave Saul a mission. But even with that, Saul still struggled. Because we know the story of Saul. Saul tried to kill David. Y'all know that. Because he was jealous. Now check this out. Saul had jealousy in his heart. But God still chose him. We're getting tight right now. Okay. So Saul was jealous, amen, when he found out David was going to be king, but God already knew the jealousy was in his heart. But God still chose him. Saul struggled with insecurity, but God still chose him. Saul struggled with arrogance, but God still chose him. Impulsiveness and deceit. Disobedient. God still chose him. Because God was giving him a chance. Saul could have turned around. Saul didn't have to go out the way he did. God gave him a chance. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning, God is giving you a chance too. God knows what's in your heart. See, yeah, he blessing. He turning some things around. Some things are showing up. Everything's starting to look good. Glory be to God. Even with what's in your heart. See, hoping, amen, that you're going to turn around. Did he not say, if my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn? See, God don't wait till you turn, till you bless you. Amen. He blessing you while you're turning. Somebody say, ask the world turn. He blessing you while you're turning. He ain't not waiting till you get full circle. That's the goodness of the Lord. Because God sees the best in you. God has put something in you, and he's counting you, and he's making you accountable for that. You are a steward over your gifts. You are a steward over what God has put in you. Now, the world will say, use it or lose it. Use your gift or lose your gift. No, you might not lose your gift. But I'm going to tell you one thing. You're going to be held accountable for your gift. I tell you that. Glory be to God. Saul's issue was this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He did not decide to be wholeheartedly committed to God. That was his choice. He didn't trust God all the way. Partial obedience. What a sad commentary. God gives all of us a chance, beloved. He tells us, amen, beloved, hallelujah. When we give our life to Christ, amen, as his children, he tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, just like Saul was chosen, You are a royal priesthood. I want you to underline that word royal priesthood today and soak down on that, baby. You got it going on and you don't even know it. You so blessed, you don't even know it. A royal priesthood. You can ask for what you want. You have not because you ask not. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. You are a royal priesthood. A holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Beloved, you got it going on as a born-again believer. Can't touch that. He's untouchable. And Saul had it going on, too. He just didn't believe himself. You know what Saul's problem was? Saul didn't see himself like God saw him. God called you blessed, and you say, I'm sick. God called you healthy. You say, God says you're healed by the stripes of Jesus, but you say, I'm sick. God called you rich, but you say, I'm poor. God calls you joyful, but you say, I'm lonely. You see, we see ourselves as grasshoppers. We see ourselves as inferior. We see ourselves as a worm. You hear so many Christians say it. Oh, I ain't nothing but a lowly worm. God ain't never called you no worm, baby. Devil is a liar. You see yourself as a worm. That's why your family and your friends see yourself the way you see yourself, because as a man thinketh, so is he. You see yourself as a grasshopper. God called you blessed going in and blessed going out. How are you going to be a grasshopper and you blessed going in and blessed going out? We have to see ourselves as God sees us. We are special. We are made in the image of God. And then we are deemed royal. Saints, and if Saul would just, amen, have believed to see himself the way God saw him, he would have never gone down the wrong road. He would have never walked, amen, in that disobedience. God gave him time to get himself together. Saul ruled Israel for 40 years. 40 years is a long, doggone time. Some people not living to see 40 years old. All that time he had, amen, to get it right with God, to get it right with God, amen, but he refused. Because if he saw himself the way God saw him, he would have known that he did not have to succumb to the temptation. And God took the kingdom from him because of his disobedience. Feeling inferior. Feeling inferior about himself when God made him superior. Beloved, you are superior too. The Bible says that greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. You are superior to the world. You're superior to the devil. You have more power than the devil. You have more power than Satan and his cohorts. You have more power than the world because God lives in you. How can you be inferior and the God of the universe lives in you? Will somebody please explain that to me? How can you be a grasshopper and a worm and the God of the universe lives within you? But when you think like a grasshopper, you will be a grasshopper. And you're going to act like a grasshopper. And you're going to get a grasshopper's reward. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. We have to start thinking different. That's why Romans 12 and 1 and 2 tells us how to think. That's just one of many scriptures that tells us how to think. No longer conformed, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. If God says you're special, you're special. If God says you're saved, you're saved. If God says you're blessed, you're blessed. And this is where it's all messed up. because he failed because he did not trust God. That's why Saul failed. He didn't trust God. He didn't trust God to believe, amen, that God knew what he was doing. And God had put something special in him. And he was capable of the assignment. But because he was so locked in the negative and so pessimistic and so gloomy, he didn't see it. And he failed. He failed. Because otherwise, when he had received his instructions from the Lord, if he had believed that he was who God said he was, amen, he would have just told the Lord yes. And knew that he was capable of completing the assignment, because God will never give you an assignment, amen, that you cannot fulfill. Wherever God will always provide where he guides. God will never send you anywhere that he's not going to be there with you. And God will never, amen, give you an assignment that you cannot complete. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. So this is where Saul messed up. Glory be to God. This is where he messed up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Beloved, we don't want that to be our story. We don't want that to be our story. Somebody say, Lord, help me to see like you see. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, help me not to stop feeling inadequate. Glory be to God. Stop looking at what you see and start giving God some praises for what you're going to see. Ask God to anoint your eyes and give you 20/20 vision in the spirit. Faith acts like a thing is so, even when it's not so, that it'll be so because God said so. Stop believing, amen. Whose report will you believe? Oh, we under economic, yeah, because everybody, yeah, and always got, it's all, you know what, I thank God, I really even looked at the news in the last 2 weeks. My desire for all this rhetoric, glory be to God, is diminishing, because it's a shortage of clean water, it's a shortage of chicken, it's a shortage of eggs, y'all, it's a shortage of men, it's a shortage of clean air, everything's a shortage. See, and that's where we get that poverty mentality from. Because now we start looking at things the way the world sees things. It's a shortage of everything. Shortage of this, shortage of that, shortage of shortage. We had to take on an abundance mentality to know that in God's kingdom, there is not a shortage of anything because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And that poverty mentality will cause you to live in fear. It'll cause you to be stingy. It'll cause you to live in greed. Glory be to God, because you got to hold on to the little bit you got, because it's a shortage of this and a shortage of that. Instead of stepping in, glory be to God, into what God has already said, into the abundance, know there's more than enough, amen, and you give and you keep on giving, and because God loves a cheerful giver, glory be to God, you're blessed. You give of your time, you give of your talent, you give of your torso, you give of your treasures, the four T's. So this is where Saul blew it. Because he just could not see himself the way God sees him, saw him. Glory be to God. Beloved, when God made you, God said it was good. God didn't make no mess. When God put you in your mama's womb, God said this is good. This is good. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Everything was set. You're good. Hallelujah. Even with your faults and failures, God says it's good. Because God said, I'm able to turn it around. Saul had these same issues when he became king. God didn't say, go ahead and get your life right and come back and I'm going to anoint you as king. He anointed the boy with all his flaws. See, that's why you got to take your mouth off people. You got to take your mouth off people. Yeah, they got some flaws, but they still anointed. He said, touch not my anointed. See, But what? But he was giving them time to turn, giving them time, amen, that he might see, amen, hallelujah, that he was special in the Lord's sight. Beloved, I come to tell you, amen, hallelujah, that you are special. Songwriter wrote a song, "Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you." God knew you had those hang-ups, amen, when he called you. When he called you to preach. When he called you to teach. When he saved you. He knew some issues. He knew it was going to take you a minute to get over certain things. He knew it. He's still working with. Somebody say, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Huh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you got to be willing. You got to be willing. You got to work with God. The word of God works when you work it. Amen. Pressing forward. Put some effort in this thing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And know that God sees greatness in you. I want to close with this scripture here, beloved, a very familiar portion of scripture. Amen. Glory be to God. In the book of Jeremiah, amen, chapter number 29, amen, and verse number 11. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it reads like this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Beloved, God had them plans for you before you was born. God had them plans for you with that sin in your life. God didn't change his mind. God knew you had some hang-ups when he gave you that plan. When Jesus died on the cross and said it was finished, he knew you had some hang-ups. See? But he's so patient with us and long-suffering with us, giving us time to trust, to build up our trust in him. If God said it, Lord, help me to believe it. God, if you say I'm chosen, I'm chosen. If you say I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Glory be to God. See, and then we go through the sanctification, the process of sanctification, and we turn and we turn and we turn towards the Lord. We don't stay stuck in mess and refusing, amen, to go wholeheartedly as Saul did. Saul just refused to go all the way in. And that's how he messed up. And he allowed that spirit of disobedience, amen, to take him, amen, take him out. Amen, beloved, amen. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. I come to give you some good news this morning, beloved, that you are chosen, handpicked by God. When your father, people don't like to talk like this, but they forget that this is how we all got here. People don't like to talk about sex. I don't know why not. Because that's how we all got here, by the way. Let me remind you, the only reason you on planet Earth right now, because somebody has sex, amen, your mom and your daddy. And when your father, amen, released his sperm into your mother, it was millions of sperm cells. Millions. But out came you. That was not a mistake. Don't you let nobody tell you you are a mistake. You are chosen. Before the foundation of the world, you was chosen. God handpicked you for this generation to do a work for him. Stop looking at your education. Stop looking at your money. Stop looking at your neighborhood. Stop looking at your skin color. Stop looking at your gender. Stop looking at all these things. God knew your situation when he called you. Get started. Move in that direction. Glory be, step by step. If God says you are, you are. Whatever God says you can do.
Believe it and do it and be blessed. Hallelujah. Believe in you because God believes in you. Amen and amen. Father God, we say thank you. God, forgive us. Forgive us, Father God. Forgive us for our low self-esteem. Father God, forgive us for not having faith in ourselves. God, you said we have to love ourselves. Some of us don't love ourselves. You told us to love you and then love our neighbor as ourselves. But how are we going to love our neighbor and we only love ourselves? We have no confidence in ourselves. We're always comparing ourselves to somebody else. Comparing ourselves to the giants in the land, those who rule, those who dictate, the rich and the famous, the well-to-do. Father God, when we are special in our own right, because you have given us, Father God, gifts that will make room for us, and you have called us to an assignment that it is now time to complete. So God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for forgiving us. And starting this day, Father, show us the way you would have us to go, what steps you would have us to take, moving towards our destiny and our assignment. And we don't want to go out on a spirit of disobedience as King Saul and so many others did because they refused to trust you all the way. They refused to go all the way. Help us to go all the way, knowing that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. In Jesus' name we pray, and our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord. Thank God for the word of God on today. Beloved, amen. Obedience brings rewards. Obedience brings rewards. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Lord, help us. Help our unbelief. Hey, what did Thomas say? Lord, I believe. Help out our unbelief. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. Let us pray. 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 Prayer works. Prayer works. Prayer works. Prayer works. Pray. When you get finished praying, pray one more prayer. Pray one more prayer. That don't mean you have to be on your knees all day. No, you don't have to be on your knees. Prayer is not a position and the posture, a physical posture. It's your spiritual posture, the posture of your heart, the position of your heart. You can pray to God walking down the street. You can pray to God while you're jogging. You can come on now. You can pray to God in the coffee shop. Look for every opportunity to pray. You walk past somebody in the street and they look homeless and begging. Amen. The Lord leads you to give them something. Give them something. But whatever you give them some prayer. Lord, supply this. Lord, help. Give them a will to be saved. Amen. You see these parents in the supermarket slapping up on their kids. And now you're not going to go over and interfere with that. But you sure enough can say a prayer because God allowed you to see it. Lord, help this family. Help this family, Father God. Help this mother. Help this father. Probably frustrated. Huh? You can pray for that Uber driver. Come on, somebody. Pray. Sitting up in the doctor's office, wherever your different business appointments, you're walking in the elevator with people and in the room with people. Pray. It's a reason that you have been connected with that person. It's the reason you're sitting beside that person. They don't have to know you're praying. But pray. God, give them the will to be saved. Give them the will. I haven't been on public transportation in quite a while now, but some of the stuff I hear going on public transportation, sit there in your seat and pray. Pray for them young folks cussing like a sailor. Pray. Glory be to God. Pray, pray, pray. We have an upcoming election. We got a lot of folks running. I know who the two leading candidates are, but we'll see what the bottom line is. But you better pray. Lord, who do I pray? Lord, who do I pray for? Who do I vote for? Pray. That's how you're going to know. You're going to pray. And you're going to keep on praying.
Ain't gonna keep on praying. Ain't gonna keep on praying. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, I want you to know that you are special in God's sight. Sometimes our lifestyle, amen, our choices, amen, we think God doesn't love us because of what we did and what we didn't do. There's nothing that you can do to stop God from loving you. Absolutely nothing. I mean nothing. He loves you. Amen. He hates the sin. He loves the sinner. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Know that you are special. Know that Jesus already died for your sins. He knew what you was going to do before you did it. He knows what you're going to do tomorrow before you even get there. He know everything. See, but you need Jesus. You need salvation. You need it. Amen. So that's the first, and knowing who you are. You have to know who you are and whose you are, and you have to know how God feels about you, that you are special. You have to know that you are God's favorite. Now, the challenge with that is so is everybody else. We're all God's favorite. But you can act like you are God's favorite because you are. Amen? Come on, repeat after me. Father God, forgive me for all of my sins as I come and confess them before you. I ask that you would save my soul as I open my heart and open my mouth. And I declare the lordship of Jesus Christ, and I invite him in to rule and to reign. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for washing away my sins. Thank you for erasing my name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Father. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Now I ask that you would help me to follow you. Show me the way that I should go and help me to live a life of obedience, faith, love, and hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the family of God. Amen. Reach out to us here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. At lifewayjesus.org. Let us know you gave your life to Christ. Let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Okay. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow. Same time, same place, same station. Giving God all the praise. Giving God all the glory. Giving God all the honor. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Mm. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare no more weeping. Hallelujah. Glory be. No more tears. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for absolute victory, Father. Thank you for helping us to begin to think like you think. Father, you call us special, so we're special. You call us blessed, so we're blessed. You call us anointed, so we are anointed. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you that we walk in your confidence and the confidence that you have in us, we have in ourselves as we have in you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation and decree and declare, declare and decree that Satan is defeated. Darkness is the spell, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody be blessed. Amen, hallelujah. Meet at the altar of prayer, Lord's willing. Amen, amen, and amen.